To offer prayers. Shiram, For a long time.
A long time.
Translation with tears of love and affection, Chittagita repeatedly moistened the resting place of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Because his voice was choked in ecstasy for a considerable time, he was unable to utter any of the letters of the alphabet to offer the Lord suitable prayers. But all the letters of the alphabet and words constructed by those letters are meant for offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Chittagita had the opportunity to offer prayers to the Lord by composing nice verses from the letters of the alphabet, but because of his ecstasy for a considerable time, he could not join those letters to offer prayers to the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, if one has scientific, philosophical, political, economic, or other abilities and wants perfection in his knowledge, he should offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by composing first-class poetry or engaging his talents in the service of the Lord. Chittagita wanted to do this, but he was unable because of loving ecstasy. Therefore, he had to wait for a considerable time before he could offer prayers. Therefore, by controlling his mind with intelligence and thus restricting the senses from external engagements, he recovered suitable words with which to express his feelings, and thus he began to offer prayers to the Lord, who is the personification of the Holy Scriptures, and who is the spiritual master of all. He offered his prayers as follows. Purport, one cannot offer prayers to the Lord with mundane words. One must become spiritually advanced by controlling the mind and senses. Then he can find suitable words to offer prayers to the Lord. Quoting the following verse in Padma Purana, Srila Sanatana Goswami forbids us to sing any song not sung by authorized devotees. The words or songs of a person not fixing Vaishnava behavior, not strictly following the rules and regulations in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra should not be accepted by pure devotees. The words Satvata, Shastra, Vigraham indicate that such should not embody the Lord can never be accepted to be made of Maya. Devotees do not offer prayers to the Lord in an imaginary form. The existence of the Lord's form is supported by all Vedic literature. So, the result of following Narada Muni's instruction and chanting this particular mantra mentioned previously was that the Lord appeared, Shankarshan. And Chittagita saw this person directly in front of him, who's described here with lotus feet. And then Chittagita began to develop symptoms of ecstasy, such as tears in his eyes and choking in his voice, such that he couldn't even respect the Lord properly. So normally, when one meets the Lord, one has to follow certain customs of respect, such as offering prayers. So we see that in the Bhagavatam. Often the devotees will offer long prayers when they see the Lord. They will offer respects on the ground and welcome the Lord in various ways. However, due to their ecstasy, sometimes they forget to do these things or they're incapable of doing certain things. So because the voice gets choked up, they cannot utter suitable prayers. Or because of confusion of mind, they forget what to do, how to offer respect to the Supreme Lord. So this is not a fault. Rather, it is simply an expression of their love in another form. So the Lord does not mind that they cannot express themselves properly. However, generally the devotees try to recover themselves and to speak. So this is the case of Chittagita. Finally, he managed to regain his composure and just began to speak to the Supreme Lord and offer some prayers. So what follows here is the prayers of King Chittagita. So these prayers usually are descriptions of the Supreme Lord and how he is the controller of everything, and at the same time he remains completely uncontaminated by material nature, and he has a spiritual body, etc. So these such verses are important to the Bhagavatam because they establish the nature and the form of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, people will think that God has no form, no qualities. So usually we see that these verses of praise establish that Supreme Lord has a form, that form is non-different from the Lord, and it is beyond mine. So in other words, the form is not a production of material nature. The other idea is that the form is material. God is spiritual, but his form is material. So the impersonalists will say that the form is an expansion of sattva guna, which is material. And the ultimate form is not form at all. Or there's no qualities, and any qualities manifest in the form are results of sattva guna, material sattva guna. So these verses will establish that the Lord has a form which is non-material, it's beyond the gunas completely. So the question will come up, how can that be? How can there be a form if we don't have any gunas? How can there be qualities without gunas? And if we don't have any material elements, how are we going to have forms? So the answer is, in the spiritual world, the Lord has his spiritual shaktis. So in general, that spiritual shakti is called his swarup shakti. It is not different from his very swarup or his self. And it cannot be separated from him. And it is called shakti because it acts on behalf of the Lord. And that swarup shakti also does what is inconceivable in the material world. It is a chincha. So it does not act according to material logic or material observation. It does something quite different. So that shakti manifests the form of the Lord, but it doesn't manifest just one form. It can manifest millions of forms simultaneously. But they're not different forms. They're all one form. It's one person. So that is the Swarup Shakti. You can do things which are not possible in the material world. And they always remain spiritual. They never are touched by material gunas or material qualities or material faults or material energy. So, in other words, the Lord does have a form, and that form is completely beyond material world and is not a manifestation of sattva guna or any other guna. And similarly, the qualities of the Lord are completely spiritual. So when the devotee sees the Lord, as we see Chitraketu here, sees the Lord, or when Kumaras see the form of Vishnu when he comes out of Vaikuntha, then they realize that beauty of the Supreme Lord, and they understand it is not material. So the Kumaras, for instance, were already beyond the material world. They were Atmarama, already fixed in Brahman. And when they saw the form of the Lord, they became completely attracted to that. So in other words, the form of the Lord is non-material, because non-material persons fixed in Brahman were seeing that form and they became attracted to it. So that they don't see anything material, they see only spiritual things. They will not become joyful on seeing a material object, but they became ecstatic on seeing the form of Vishnu. So therefore, that goes to prove that the form of the Lord has more bliss than the Brahman aspect. Because the Kumaras developed extreme ecstasy on seeing that form, even though they were fixed in Brahman. So, when the devotee sees the Lord, therefore, his ecstasy, his happiness, is not because he's seeing something material. It is actually spiritual ecstasy, because the form of the Lord is spiritual. And the Lord is Satchidananda, which means eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And his form is eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And his qualities are eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So if a devotee can see that form, automatically he will experience bliss, because it's the nature of the Supreme Lord. So the devotees become very joyful on seeing that form of the Lord. And they try to express themselves by offering prayers, So they glorify the form, and they glorify the wonderful qualities of that Lord. So this is important. It establishes the superiority of the form and qualities of the Lord over the impersonal Brahman. That means Bhagavan is a perfect manifestation of the Lord. That does not reject Brahman realization, but we can say that Brahman realization is an incomplete realization of the Lord. That's all. It's not different from the Lord. It's the same Lord. But if we realize it incompletely, it becomes Brahman. If we realize it in a little better way, it becomes Paramatma. If we realize it in a complete way, it is Bhagavan. So that is it's one object, one person, but he is perceived differently simply due to the vision of the particular person. So that vision, of course, is determined by one's sadhana. If one does jnana, yoga, then one will see the incomplete form, that is Brahman. If one does yoga, one will see the Paramatma form. If one does bhakti, then one will see the form of Bhagavan. So according to one's sadhana, then one will get different vision and see either incompletely or completely the Supreme Lord. So, why is the form of Bhagavan complete and why is the form of Brahman incomplete? That is demonstrated by the fact that the Atmaramas who are in Brahman become attracted to the Lord. They shouldn't become attracted to anything in the material world, but they become attracted to the Lord. So in other words, they're attracted to something spiritual. So the bliss of Bhagavan is higher than the bliss of Brahman. So that is proved by the examples of the great devotees like the Kumaras or Subhadeva Goswami, who was an Atmarama also. That is the purpose of these prayers in the Bhagavatam, to show the form of the Lord. So Shankarshan appeared to Chitraketu, and of course Vishnu appeared to the Kumaras, and then we have other forms appearing to other persons sometimes. And they will all offer their prayers to the Lord to glorify His powers, His form, and His pure spiritual nature beyond the material gunas. So this must be established because a lot of people have this other concept that ultimately the highest form is Brahman and that Bhagavan or any other form of God is illusory or sattva-guna or whatever, and that all the qualities they have are all material. So the prayers establish the spiritual position of Bhagavan with his form, his qualities, activities, and his associates in the spiritual world. So that is an essential element of the Vaishnava philosophy, to establish the position of that Supreme Lord. Of course, the unique aspect of Bhagavatam is to show that even in Bhagavan there is variety, and that the ultimate form is Krishna. He is the one. We can say, of course, that Bhagavan is a complete manifestation, but even within the complete manifestation of Bhagavan there is more completeness and most completeness. So Krishna is the complete aspect. So that is the ultimate issue in the Bhagavatam, to show that. But first, the Bhagavatam establishes the nature of Bhagavan as opposed to Brahman or any other form. Then once that's established, the form of Krishna is established as the supreme form of Bhagavan. So those two principles are essential to the Bhagavatam.
Pure bhakti in Prema level, when they see the deities, whether Krishna is showing directly or deity form, they are seeing deity form or they are seeing in lively?
Seeing what?
Whether the pure devotee is seeing as a deity or Krishna is showing them as lively in everywhere.
In Prema, one sees the Lord. It's not a deity form. One sees the Lord. Of course, if one sees the deity, the Lord is also there. But in Prema, one actually sees the Lord.
where he sees it. It could be internal, external. It doesn't really matter because the Lord is the Lord. Mm-hmm. But he actually directly meets the Lord in prayer, or even in Bhava.
The concept of Lord having no form, was it existing right from the beginning or just...
No, the Sankhyites and other Nyayakas were before Shankar, apparently.
Who started it?
Even in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam talks about that, and the Upanishads talk about it also. Nirguna Brahman, Nirvishesh Brahman, so they're in the Upanishads also. So it's one type of realization. So if one practices certain sadhana, one realizes God in that form. So that is recorded and gets glorified in the scriptures. So it's not unreal, but it is an incomplete realization, that's all.
Vishnu is residing in the heart as Paramatma. So when one realizes the Paramatma form, will be seeing the Vishnu form?
Yeah. Forearm form.
Those who attain Salokya and Samipya. Those who attain Salokya or Samipya, they see the form of the Lord, that's different from pure devotee seeing.
Oh yeah, they also accept the form of the Lord. Yeah. But generally they don't serve the Lord directly if they haven't practiced pure bhakti.
Maharaj, Maharaj gave a statement, God is spiritual but his body is material.
Well, that's what my body say, not us. Who? Well, it is said he was actually not perfect, and by the touch of the Lord's conch shell, then he got his purification. So one would assume he at least had bhava or whatever in order to see the Lord, because otherwise he couldn't have spiritual eyes to see the Lord.
You're saying,
"Lord
is wonderful from
Yeah, provided that he's on a high enough level. So those who are on bhava and prema, when they see the deity form, then they also get ecstasy because it's non-different from the Supreme Lord. Those who are doing sadhana because of impurity will not get the same effect because their eyes are covered. Just as when Krishna appears in person in the material world as avatar, different people see him. Different effects. Demons don't get any spiritual effect, really. They don't appreciate him at all. Those who have some inclination get more effect. Those who have developed to the highest levels, they get the most effect. Oh, this is possible. They can go directly to prema instead of bhava. That's also there. I can't think of any examples right now. Narada Muni went to bhava, and the next lifetime he got prema. Examples of direct prema, maybe Putana. And the spiritual world, and a spiritual body there, so she can go to bhava stage. Or Agasura or whatever.
Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srimad Bhagavatam ki.